Within hours, the voters of the UK will head to the polls and Prime Minister Boris Johnson will know if his election gamble has paid off. Opinion polling has consistently shown voters will deliver the majority Mr Johnson needs to pass his Brexit deal. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from London.
It's a 9-minute walk. And it is, I believe, that way.
In the most marginal seat in England, and the richest, volunteer campaigners are working down to the wire.
Hi there, my name's Alex, I'm a volunteer for the Labour Party.
Labour took London's seat of Kensington by just 20 votes in 2017 and will struggle to keep hold of it. Volunteer Todd Harrod.
Certainly in London, it seems like Brexit has receded from the conversations. Not that many people tend to bring it up. I know that's vastly different across the country.
And your prediction?
I couldn't possibly say.
The latest YouGov poll that came closest to predicting the hung parliament in 2017 shows another hung parliament can't be ruled out this time. But the Conservatives should win by at least 28 seats, giving Boris Johnson the numbers he needs to pass his Brexit bill.
This is the other ready
pilot. Campaigning on the final day, the Prime Minister drove home his three-word slogan, Get Brexit Done, by baking a pie.
This is the perfect metaphor for what we're going to do in the run-up to Christmas. If we can get a working majority, we have a deal, it's ready to go.
But the Brexit Party leader, Nigel Farage, says Boris Johnson's Brexit deal means more uncertainty for years to come, as the future relationship between the UK and Europe is nutted out.
When Boris Johnson says that he will get Brexit done if he gets a majority, is that a truth?
Let's put it like this. If he passes the withdrawal agreement, as it currently is, it is not getting Brexit done. He says it's an oven-ready meal. It'll be years of indigestion.
The Brexit Party is not predicted to take home any seats.
The people all across the UK will go to vote, and they have a choice. They can elect a government that they can trust. They can elect a government that will eliminate child poverty.
The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has managed to narrow the polling gap since the beginning of the campaign 5 weeks ago. But if the polls are right, he won't be the Prime Minister by the end of the week. The other players that will make a difference are the Scottish National Party, with polling showing it could pick up another 5 seats. The Liberal Democrats won 12 seats at the last election in 2017, but are not expected to dramatically improve on that. But be wary, at the last election the polls were largely wrong, and instead of a predicted healthy majority, then-leader Theresa May was delivered a hung parliament.
What can you get done by Christmas? Brexit.
This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.